This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and I'm joined for a live session by the Dead South. Thanks for coming in, boys.
Thanks for having us.
This is the day before Thanksgiving here, a big national holiday, and we thought, what better way to celebrate it than to bring you a thoroughly American art form by a band from, of course, Canada. From Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada.
That's right.
Coming down to see us here. Now, I'm kidding, of course, but this is an art form that's been spread across our continent and now around the world. But it started with roots, I think, from immigrants from Europe and the music that they would play in the Upper Great Lakes and so forth. And a lot of those people ended up where you're from in Regina, Saskatchewan, yeah?
Yeah, there's lots of immigrants. Well, Canada is all immigrants, really. Everyone came from somewhere. And a lot of immigrants settled in Saskatchewan for sure.
Yeah. Well, and do people, are they surprised when they hear that there's a bluegrass band that's from Canada? Am I being an idiot and thinking that people might be shocked by that?
Not necessarily. I mean, you get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so many things that you think of as part of the traditional Western myth, rodeos and so forth are huge in the Western parts of Canada. I guess it's, you know, very similar geographically and also as far as people.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Well, the best way to give you guys a sample of what these folks are about is to let them start playing. And usually when a band comes in here to do a live session, it takes them about 45 minutes to get everything unpacked. These guys, I was doing work in the other studio. I looked in here, and within like 5 minutes of being here, they were already playing. This is the Dead South. What are you going to play us?
We're going to start with a song called Spaghetti.
All right, this is Spaghetti from the Dead South on 88.5 FM.
Mom made something sweet, it's good for you to eat, but you out late messing around. The girls are in your hands, dangerous charm, you don't understand. The other men will burn you alive. You're just naive, boy, you better leave, boy, tonight. The streets are whispering now, this gentleman in town, a lover who could not be beat. The men around town yelling on the sacred ground, never beated to beat their chests. You're just naive, boy, you better leave, boy, right now. You're just naive, boy, you better leave, boy, right now. Been hiding as you can, too weak to even stand. Your bones don't fit your skin no more. Crying at the moon, back in mama for a room, but she's felt the burn of your love. You're just naive, boy, you better leave, boy, right now. You're just naive, boy, you better leave, boy, right now. Got down on your knees praying, asking your father in his grave. He whispered, son. Yeah. Get on your horse and ride. I'm gonna show you where you're gonna die. Get on your horse and ride. I'm gonna show you where you're gonna die. Get on your horse and ride. I'm gonna show you where you're gonna die. Naive boy, you better leave, boy, right now. This blessing turned to curse, and your charm worked in reverse, and a love song that is burnt in my mind.
That's outstanding. Dead South in the studio at 88.5 FM for a live session. That's great. Spaghetti, that's on the new album,
yes.
Sugar and Joy, that just came out last month. I'm talking to Nate, who is playing the acoustic guitar and singing lead on this. Next to him is Scott Pringle, who's playing the mandolin and singing. And to my left over here on bass is Danny Kenyon and Colton Crawdaddy Crawford on the banjo. I saw your record release party online from the German Club in Regina, Saskatchewan. It may be the best album announcement I've ever seen. complete with Spätzle and beer, black and white album vinyl, and epithets for the Queen. That was nice.
Oh, yeah. So,
congrats on that. Tell me a little bit about the German Club, because I want to go to there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just it speaks to my over 50% German heritage.
You know, it's actually one of those little hidden gems in Regina. It's not utilized enough at all, unfortunately.
You look like the only people in there.
At the time, yeah, we were in there early. We got in early so we could do that. But it's a great spot. I mean, they have this like secret German meeting once a week where some old men come around and discuss things at a table. Besides that, they serve like really good food, great beers. They have room downstairs for some smaller bands to play. They have a hall upstairs for people to come and play and do like hold events.
Nice.
And just a good environment. They got darts, pool tables, and shuffleboard. And
awesome. Yeah, I want to be there.
Yeah, it's good.
I want to transport right there. I also watched one of your videos, the one for Boots, and saw a sign for, is it Wadena, Saskatchewan? I look up on Wikipedia, it says it's known for its bird watching opportunities.
Yeah.
Have you?
It's in the wetlands. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The interesting thing to me is the bluegrass. Is there this land that you're from is, not to put too fine a point on it, but it's very similar to where this stuff was birthed. Have you traveled to Tennessee and the hinterlands of America, and have you had a chance to compare your version of bluegrass with American purveyors of it?
Yeah, we've been down to Tennessee and that area a couple times now. And yeah, it's we're definitely not a traditional bluegrass band in like the pure sense, but we were just a few months ago in Raleigh for the International Bluegrass Music Awards, and we were we had a really great reception there, and it's been awesome.
Because I can't tell any difference. I mean, except there's maybe a little more of an edge on it. What you've been called, Mumford and Sons evil twins by someone, which would still make you Sons of Mumford, I guess. But is that an accurate comparison, or do you push that away?
No, we could have pushed that away.
Yeah. It's somewhat accurate, I suppose.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, if you're looking at instruments, like we all play them.
the traditional instrument.
Cello, I guess. But.
To be, this is interesting. Danny, you're playing, it's not the what I would think, expect to see in a traditional stand-up bass. This is a cello that you're playing as a bass?
Yep, it's a cello. And it's just a regularly tuned cello.
And there's no difference. You're playing bass, it's just it's slightly perceptibly higher?
I can't get as low as the bass, but...
But it's great because you can just carry it around. It doesn't have the peg to touch the ground. You can walk around with it, and you can play anywhere with it.
Yeah, you can do that.
Well, what are you guys going to play for us next? Is another tune off of Sugar and Joy?
Yep. We'll play a tune called Black Lung.
All right. This is Black Lung from the Dead South joining us live here at 88.5 FM.
As a pickaxe swings, the void of the mind closes in. The devil came and the angels sang a song of the Holy Ghost. Tempted the soul from the pennies to the gold, like the dust I spit from my mouth. Killed all of my best friends. We gambled it away with a whiskey open keg, and we never saw it again. Well, I had a wife that I met back in high school, and her name was Lila Jean. I saved a way to escape someplace on a local miner's minor. So long the fall came and gone, at least 27 times. Fell through the floorboards in the deep dark darkness, we never saw it again. So West Virginia's home, and that's where we're staying, to the blade of the Bible hill. Well, Jesus is wicked, so we just keep on picking the scab of the open mind.
Dead South on 88.5 FM. That's terrific. Black Lung off the new album. That's Sugar and Joy, just came out last month. I'm curious. I wonder how each musician that comes in this room came to music in the first place. Tell me, Nate, what was your first guitar? What was your first instrument?
My first instrument was piano, and that was very short-lived. And then it was saxophone, and that was a couple of years. And then it was guitar, and it was just a really bad...
You had a sweet purple Ibanez, didn't you?
Electric guitar, yeah. Electric Ibanez. It was blue, I still have it. I haven't played in years, but I have it. Yeah.
What about you, Scott?
I started playing piano when I was in grade 3, guitar when I was 16, and then picked up the mandolin when I was 22.
Mm-hmm. Mandolin, terrifically different or more difficult to play than guitar, or?
Yeah, I feel like if I had started playing it before playing guitar, it would have been a harder learn. But having already played a string instrument, it wasn't too much to pick up. But
all right. And what about you, Danny?
I've played the cello since I was 5. I did the whole classical thing. And I just, I think it was in high school when I started playing acoustic guitar. We played in a couple bands growing up, and I was either on electric or acoustic guitar.
Yeah. And what about you, Colton?
I started with piano when I was 5, and then guitar when I was 12, and then picked up the banjo when I was 21.
Wow. This could have been a chamber ensemble with piano players and cello players if things had been different. What do you think you would be doing if you hadn't become part of the Dead South, Nate?
Well, I was taking school to be a French teacher with a second degree in French, and I worked a lot with like youth organizations and stuff, so probably something in that vein.
Yeah. Great deal of French-speaking in your part of Canada?
There's pockets, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most French is to the east in Canada,
right,
where Quebec is and stuff,
sure,
and around. But yeah, there's pockets all the way across Canada.
What about you, Scott?
I was a school teacher for 5 years, so I'd probably still be doing that.
What were you teaching?
I was just doing substitute teaching so I could balance being a musician at the same time. And as the band got busier, the teaching became less and less. And
pretty noble side hustle, though, if you have to have one. And what about you, Danny?
I'm actually a structural engineer. And whenever we go back from tour, I just go back to work. And I take time off with no pay when we go on tour. So I'd definitely still be doing that.
Wow. All right. And what about you, Colton?
I used to be a teacher as well. So probably that.
But with names like Nathaniel and Colton, you really didn't have a choice in this life but to be in a bluegrass band, is my guess. Can we get one more song out of you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The album came out last month. Sugar and Joy is the name of it, the latest from the Dead South. And they're going to favor us with one more song here on this day before Thanksgiving. What's this going to be?
This one's going to be Blue Trash.
All right. Blue Trash. This is the Dead South on 88.5 FM.
Cry, baby, cry, crying all about, thinking about missing that banjo sound, finger picking good in greasy banjo, run all the way back to mama to grab your gun. You keep lying in your mind, that mandolin's playing time after time, those back chop beats are feeling just fine, take it away. Footstomps and gravy trains, where is the heart? Sundown day turns to night, well, angels singing, it sounds just right. Demons playing, there ain't no fight. Will you pray this music will go away? You pure old heart. I'm feeling salty, but I'm drinking Sprite. That tangy banjo sounding so dang bright. A heavy heart's to an empty stage ride. You say there is no bass today. Lord, I don't feel so right. Sundown day turns to night. Well, angels singing, sounds just right. Demons playing, there ain't no fight. Will you pray this music will go away. You pure old heart, blue trash don't touch my art. They want it back how it was at the start. Dead on the track, why did we depart? Well, you done, cause you cannot take away what's in our hearts today. What's in our hearts?
One, two, three, four. Well, angels singing sounds just right. Demons playing, there ain't no fight. Will you pray this music will go away? You pure old heart, blue trash won't call it. Oh, they want it back to how it was at the start. Dead on the track, why did we depart? Will you done? Cause you cannot take away what's in our hearts today. What's in our hearts this way? What's in our hearts?
The Dead South on 88.5 FM with Blue Trash. Thank you so much for that. Now I get it. But Danny's over here playing with the bow as well. It's halfway between the fiddle and a bass.
There you go. That's the bass parts and then go up to the fiddle.
That's amazing. I've never seen that. You guys are the most interesting bluegrass band I've ever seen. Thanks a lot for coming out here. Have you been to L.A. Many times before?
Just once.
Just once before.
Yeah, I've never been here.
All right, well, you know it's not like this usually.
Yeah,
it's not,
we've heard.
It's not raining, and the traffic's not usually this good. but come back and visit us again. What's the plans for the rest of the year?
Lots of touring. We're doing this current month. We're doing the West Coast and then heading to Denver and Utah and then Missouri. And then in January, we're doing the East Coast, starting up in like Boston and heading all the way down to Florida.
All right.
Yeah,
so. And you just drove up this morning from San Diego. Where are you headed next?
We are in San Luis Obispo.
Nice.
Not tomorrow, because tomorrow's Thanksgiving, but the day after.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming by. The new album is Sugar and Joy. It just came out last month. You can buy it now. The Dead South on 88.5 FM. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.